Welcome back to 10-4. This is your host, Ron Jacobs, and on today's show, I'm going to show you how you can monitor a workflow service using WCF and Windows Workflow 4. And we're going to have this stock quote service. We'll go through a little exercise where we kind of troubleshoot an exception that it's throwing. We can see how we use monitoring to learn about the exception in a production system. And then we'll fix it, turning it into a good friendly soap fault, so let's go. All right, so the first thing we got to do is enable some basic monitoring in the config. So if I paste in here a tracking profile, and this is from the lab manual for workflow lab on monitoring. So I'm going to track the states of just when a workflow starts and completes, and this will just be we're calling this the health monitoring profile. Now, of course, to track, I'm going to need a tracking participant. It's a provider who will write these tracking things somewhere. So we're going to use the ETW tracking participant. That goes to event tracing for Windows. And now that we've put that in place, we're going to have to add some tracking components to the service. So we'll put our ETW tracking participant there. All right, so now let's launch into Event Viewer, and I'll show you what you can do here to see the logs for WCF and Workflow. Of course, there's the standard Windows logs, but there's also specific application logs. So if we right-click here, we can view the debug and analytic logs. So we turn those on, and then I'm going to have to enable the analytic log. So we'll enable that, and we'll click OK. So yeah, all right, now, the next thing we want to do is fire this up and see it in action. Okay, so I'm going to launch into my stock price service. We'll copy the URL of that WSDL. And let's go to the test client here. We'll paste this into the WCF test client. And now it's reading the WSDL. It's going to set up to test this service. So it has one method, getQuote, and we will get a quote for the famous Contoso. Yeah, so let's invoke this. Yeah, it's okay. We're going to send this. We don't want to see that message again. And we get back our result. Now, let's go over to the logs, and we can see right away there is a log that says, this one here, we'll raise that up. It says started. That means the workflow, that service, that request started. And we can see here that it completed. Now, there's a bunch of other trace messages there that come from WCF. They're very, very detailed. But what happens if we get an error? Can these logs help us with that? Well, let's see. If we type unknown here and invoke this, we get an internal server error. Oh, that's great. I love that because it really helps a lot, right? So let's imagine this is in a production system, so we're going to have to figure out what's going on here. So I'm going to add another tracking profile. We'll call it the debug tracking profile. And this one tracks the same started and completed events, but also adds some events about unhandled exceptions, workflows being aborted, and faults being propagated. So now we should get a lot more detailed information. We need to make this the active profile, so we'll paste that into our tracking participant. And now let's try it again and see what we get. So we'll fire this up in the debugger. And there's our service. We'll launch into that. Okay, let's go to the test client and try the unknown one again. And when we do, okay, since we're running in the debugger, we get the exception here, but let's pretend we don't know what the exception is, all right? So there's our server process error again. Come back to the logs, we'll refresh it, and now we get to see, yes, there is the message we're looking for. It's from the get stock price activity, a key not found exception. Okay, so the given key wasn't present in the dictionary. Well, what key is it talking about? I mean, that might be useful to know. Well, if we look at our service, we see there's a stock symbol that's passed into this activity. So we can track that. I'm going to use the activity initialize query for the get stock price activity, and we'll track the stock symbol variable. So now that we've got that in place, let's fire it up again, and we'll see what happens when we test it now. Okay, so we'll fire into unknown. We should get the error. Yeah, okay, we'll pretend we didn't see this in the debugger. Okay, we still don't know what the value is. All right, let's go over to the event viewer. and we'll see what we got out of this. Let's see. We need to refresh the log. And there is the message. Aha! We see that the type that was passed to it, the value of the stock symbol, was unknown. So if this was a production system and we didn't know where these errors were coming from, what we would do, right? Well, if we look here at the execute method, we can see that we're just returning a value out of this known symbols thing. So the problem was we weren't catching the exception. If you passed a symbol that wasn't in our dictionary, we just would throw an exception. So now we'll add this try catch block, and instead what we should do is throw a fault exception with a fault reason. Okay, now that we've done that, our service is going to be friendlier to the end user and we'll get a better message, not some, you know, internal server error message. Okay, so let's invoke this and see what happens. Okay, there's our exception. Now we're going to throw the fault exception. And aha, now our client gets a better error message, unknown stock symbol. Okay, so that's a lot better. But you know what? What if we wanted to use this whole thing to spew out our own events? Maybe we might want to audit every time we do a stock quote. Maybe our lawyer said, hey, you have to record what price you quoted and when you quoted it in case we get a court on something, right? So I can actually create an audit record using this user tracking record. I can name the record and I can throw whatever data I want into this record. It's just a collection, a bag of data. So I'm going to come down here and all I have to do is say context.track and create my audit record, okay, based on the symbol and price that I returned at that time. Now, I'm going to switch back to my health monitoring profile here and we'll add our user tracking queries. Now, my user event is going to be pushed right out into that event stream. So let's go back and run this again. We need to disable the log, clear it, and enable it again. Okay, let's go over here, and this time we need a symbol that's not going to throw an error, so we'll use Northwind, another trusted company. Okay, there's the price quote. Okay, let's come back here, we'll refresh the log, and we'll find that quote. There's our event. Okay, so we can see that we quoted for Northwind, we got a price of 10, and the date and time that was recorded. So that's kind of cool. Now you could record for compliance reasons different kind of audit events. But you know what? We can also create our own tracking participant, and it's not very hard at all. So I'm going to create a tracking participant here called the debug tracking participant. And we'll just use the debug write line to write this into the debug stream. Okay, so it's a tracking participant. I implement an abstract class. All I have to do is implement this one method, track. Okay, so I'm going to go through here. I'll right line the record, and then I'll go through the user record, and for each of those items in the data, we'll just indent and write out the items. Okay, and we'll see them in the debug stream in Visual Studio. Okay, so I need to add a new tracking participant. So here's my debug tracking participant, and that looks good. And then we can add another tracking participant, because you can have more than one, right? So I'm going to have the ETW one and the debug one going at the same time. And I've got my user tracking query now in there as well. So let's fire that up. And we'll switch over here to the output window, make this a little bigger so you can see what's going on. Let's go back and quote Contoso again. We'll invoke this and there you see at the bottom the user tracking record and the quote price and everything came from our debug tracking participant. Pretty useful, pretty cool. And so really what you can see here is this gives you a heavily instrumented execution environment. And I was talking to somebody the other day who said, yeah, we've got these auditors, they come in, they want to verify that our system behaves a certain way, and I was telling him about this capability, and he said, yeah, I think that the auditors would really like that because they could just turn on this tracking, run it through a series of tests, they could see what behaviors it got, we could instrument it with the kind of events that we need to demonstrate to the auditors what they want to know. And because we can do this user tracking participant, it would be very simple for us to direct these tracking events to a database or to a queue or anything that you wanted to do. So pretty cool stuff, and it's included in Windows Workflow 4 and WCF 4. So, for 10.4, I'm Ron Jacobs. Over and out.